Gudvach, Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. We had a Parshas Pekudei, the end of a Sefer. This is actually an amazing time on the Jewish calendar, time of great simcha and joy. What is striking, however, is the very opening of this Sedra, Ela Pekudei. The Medrash tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu makes an accounting, a play on the word to Pekudei. Moshe Rabbeinu makes an accounting of how the funds that were used in the Mishkan were spent. And this is not just any old accounting, but it was based on the fact that the people were suspicious about how he was using the funds. And this is almost unimaginable. How could it be that Klal Yisrael could have any suspicion about the man who was the conduit, the vehicle for the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the man who took them across the Yamsuf, the man who led them into the Midbar and stood at Har Sinai, and Pe'al Pe'al Daber Bo. I mean, this is what we're talking about. And Klal Yisrael is suspicious of such an individual? It doesn't really make sense. Furthermore, there's a question that the Rav Sirotkin and his Naim LaTorah fleshes out here, and that is that not only is it problematic in and of itself, but there is a striking contrast in how Klal Yisrael related to the funds, the donated funds of the Mishkan, and how Klal Yisrael related to the donated funds of the Egel HaZahav. There is no record in the Medrash or otherwise that anybody had any concern about how the money was being spent for the Egel. And people were donating to that also. It was the same type of public donation to a public cause. In one case, it's the public cause of the Mishkan. The other, it's the public cause of the Egel HaZahav. But nobody had a problem over there. So the problem is compounded, firstly, that Moshe Rabbeinu is held to any level of suspicion. And second of all, they had no concerns when it came to the Egel. So on one level, the Torah Tamima says, citing the Bach and Yoredeya, we learn a halacha here. Afal pi shegabayat tzedakah, even though the gabay tzedakah, the people that are responsible, we don't follow and look at every little detail of what they're doing. These are trustworthy people and people that we invest with our trust. Nevertheless, tov sheyitnu cheshbon kemo shematzina b'Moshe Rabbeinu. People that are involved with public funds and public responsibility in shuls and yeshivas and schools and organizations, bach in yoredeya paskin lahalacha, that you should give in a public accounting yourself, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did, in order that you should be held in the highest level of integrity over and above any sense of suspicion whatsoever, beyond any shadow of a doubt. Okay, on one level, we get it. This is part of the human condition. This is part of the psychology of human beings. Even the person of greatest character, when it comes to leadership and to dealing with the public, people are skeptical and people are suspicious. And even if they're not, you have to be over and above. Okay, but that only helps us a little bit in addressing our questions. It certainly doesn't address at all the distinction between how Klal Yisrael related to their donations to the Egel versus their donations to the Mishkan. And here I am reminded of the Yerushalmi in Shkalim that says that when Bnei Yisrael donated, based on a careful read of the Psukim, when Bnei Yisrael donated to the Egel, it was different than when they donated to the Mishkan. When they donated to the Mishkan, it was Bnei Yisrael donated. But the Torah goes out of its way to say that everybody participated in donating to the Egel. That is to say, whatever the fine distinctions of who exactly participated in each, the Medrash is telling us that there was a greater gusto and verve and initiative when people gave it to the Egel versus the Mishkan. And this, therefore, perhaps explains that there is no explanation that this is a condemnation. This is a critique of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were suspicious of Moshe. They weren't suspicious by the Egel. But why? What is it about the human condition that makes them suspicious of Moshe, but they couldn't care less how the money was spent by the Egel? Is it just simply, the Yetzirah, Maisa Satan? But I think that there's something more profound over here in terms of how we relate to what we invest in Torah and mitzvahs and tzedakah versus what we invest in ourselves. The avoda of avoda zara, pagan idolatry, is something which is associated with Gilui Arayos, Shfichus Damim, and all types of physical, material engagement and benefit, with Gilui Arayos being the sine qua non of avoda zara. So here you have a distinction, and it is that when people spend money on themselves, they're not so medaktik on every last cent. all of a sudden they spend money on tzedakah and they're giving money to tzedakah, then they want to know exactly how every penny is being spent. And it's a little hypocritical. But, you know, somebody, you can imagine, somebody not having a problem spending $150 on a steak at a fine restaurant, but at the same time is concerned that they have to spend $75 on an esrog. You know, when I give money to the shul or I give money to the yeshiva, I want to know exactly how every single penny is being spent. But when I spend money on myself, I'm okay with spending a little extra, and I don't really care how, you know, there is no steak in the world that's worth $150 in terms of raw material. It's just it's just not. And yet, this is part of how we behave in life, when we spend on ourselves, and that is what the egel was. We were benefiting. It was self-dealing, if you will. We were benefiting. We were getting something out of it. And then, okay, the money goes, I'm okay spending it. But when it goes into the public till, when it goes into Maisa Mitzvah, and I'm not, you know, and I don't feel that as a direct benefit, then all of a sudden I want to know who's getting paid, how they're getting paid, are they, you know, all the details. So this second, this approach answers our question, but it leaves us somewhat wanting, because was Klal Yisrael really on such a level? Were they really on such a level that they would have such a difference it's one thing to have a Yetzihara for Avodah Zarah. Okay, today we don't have a Yetzihara for Avodah Zarah, but we have other Yetziharas. So they had a Yetzihara for Avodah Zarah. I get that. But did they have a Yetzihara for such pettiness? Be so petty? So this approach leaves us a bit wanting. And therefore, I'd like to close with one final thought. Oh, before I forget, I almost forgot. This is also reflected in Purim. In Purim, the Rambam tells us famously that a person should spend equal or more, he should be marbe in what he spends on his matanos levyonim than what he spends on mishloach manos. Mutav la'adam laharbos b'matanos levyonim, says the Rambam. Why does Rambam have to exhort us about giving matanos levyonim, alms to the poor, on Purim? Why? Better that than on Mishloach Manos and on the Seudah. And it goes to the same point. Because when we spend money on ourselves on the Seudah, or when we spend money on our elaborate Mishloach Manos, which we're giving away, but you know what? I get a little bit back because the person says thank you. Or I get back because people are looking at my Shalach Manos and say, oh, what a beautiful Shalach Manos you're giving. I have a sense of pride, a sense of gaiva, a sense of greatness about myself because I gave an amazing Shalach Manos, a theme like nobody else could come up with. So the Rambam says, Mutav laharbos matanos levyonim. The Rambam has to exhort us to do better with matanos levyonim rather than spending the money on seudah and mishloach manos. Why does he have to exhort us? Because when we send money out, we're sometimes a little bit more parsimonious than we spend on ourselves. Okay, I almost forgot that point. And then let us come to the conclusion here. So this leaves us a little bit wanting. Klal Yisrael can't be so petty. Can't be so petty. And Rizalman Sirotskin in his Naim LaTorah says something remarkable. He takes this and just flips it on its head. And he says, indeed, Klal Yisrael was not medakdeh on the money spent for the Egel, and was for the Mishkan. But it says something beautiful and amazing about Klal Yisrael. And that is that when a Jew spends money on a mitzvah, our soul and our heart and our body and our minds yearn for Kedusha. And when we invest time or we invest effort or we invest money or we invest finances, we invest material gain into Kedusha, we want to make sure that it's taka going to Kedusha. Because that's our tshuka, that is our desire, that is our yearning, and it comes from the best place possible. But Klal Yisrael also spent money on the Egel. And when a Jew spends money on things that they know that they shouldn't be spending it on, we really don't want to call attention to it. We know it's wrong or not so right, and we would rather just look away. It's not that Klal Yisrael couldn't care less about the money spent in the Egel. It's that Klal Yisrael deep down knew that what they were doing was wrong. And so therefore, they're not going to be medaktik, because they don't really even want to call attention to it. We'd just rather walk away. The fact that Klal Yisrael was concerned about the money of the Mishkan doesn't speak ill of Klal Yisrael. It speaks to the beauty, to the generosity, to the Kedusha, to the soulfulness of the people. Because when it comes to a mitzvah, when it comes to mitzvah, we want to make sure that we're getting everything that we possibly can into the mitzvah. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on this Purim and on every day of the year, give us the initiative and the breadth of mind and spirit to be able to invest everything that we can, everything that we humanly can in our mitzvah experience, in our Torah experience, in our elevation of our souls, in Kedusha, to connect with the Shekhinah above. And as we do so, to live lives which we would be proud to be held accountable for. Agudvach Shavua Tov to all.